Chapter 4, Stories of Tall Buildings. As we returned from Ellis Island, we stood at the front of the ferry again to observe the Manhattan skyline. It was spectacular, but there was something missing. The twin towers of the World Trade Center. "I've never been here before," I said, "but I've seen this view too many times on TV and in the movies. It's not the same without the twin towers." I looked at Elaine. Her eyes were filling with tears, and I felt stupid for mentioning this. "I'm sorry," I said. "I didn't mean to upset you." "It's okay," she replied. "It's just that it's still a shock to me. I feel like a part of me has been amputated. When I look there, I still expect to see the Twin Towers." We were silent for the rest of the trip back to Manhattan. "Ground Zero is pretty close to here," Elaine said as we got off the ferry. "Would you like to see it before going to the Empire State Building?" "Sure," I replied. It's hard for me to describe what I felt while I stood in front of the enormous crater that is Ground Zero. Everything seemed so surrealistic. It was hard to believe that this was where the two majestic towers had stood. I remembered the horrible images on TV, but it was still hard to assimilate that so many people had died at that place. "I know someone who was here and survived," I finally said to Elaine.
"You do?
Tell me what happened," she said.
"He's a friend of mine," I told her. "He's a lawyer who was sent by his law firm to work for their New York offices. He worked in the tower that was hit by the second plane. He told me that his extreme punctuality saved him."
"What do you mean?" Elaine asked.
"He had to be at a meeting at 9 a.m., so he got to his building 15 minutes early," I explained. "The first tower was hit a few minutes after he got to his desk. It took him 20 minutes to walk down the stairs from his office on the 40th floor. When he got to the street entrance, he saw that big parts of the plane that hit the first tower had fallen right in front of the main door of his building. Those parts would have killed him if he had arrived at the building a few minutes later." We were both silent for a moment, looking at the crater. Elaine broke the silence.
"Well, I guess that's the best reason I've heard for being punctual," she said, smiling sadly.
"Are you ready to go?"
"Yes, fine," I replied.
"Good. Next stop, the Empire State Building," Elaine declared. We turned around and walked towards the subway. 15 minutes later, we were walking out of the 34th Street subway station, and there it was, the Empire State Building. It was so tall! I couldn't stop looking up at it, and almost walked into the sign at a bus stop. Luckily, Elaine pulled me out of the way just in time.
"Be careful," she said, laughing. "I'm just as excited as you are about visiting the Empire State Building, but I watch where I'm going."
We walked in, bought our tickets to the observatory, and waited in line for the elevators. We had to take 3 different ones to get to the top, and they went so fast that my ears popped. The first elevator operator looked at my surprised expression and laughed. "It's pretty fast, isn't it?" he said. "It travels at about 1,200 feet a minute." We left the third elevator and went quickly to the observatory to see the views. They were incredible. According to the visibility report in the observatory, we could see 80 miles in every direction. To the west, we could see past the Hudson River and far into the state of New Jersey. To the south, we could see the harbour past the end of Manhattan with the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, and even further. To the east, we could see into the boroughs of Brooklyn and Queens. To the north, we could see further than Central Park, all the way to the Bronx.
"Wow, I didn't realize that Central Park was so big," I said.
"Yeah, it's pretty impressive, isn't it?" Elaine said. "It's even more impressive when you walk through it. That enormous piece of land was bought by the city in the middle of the 1800s to make a park for the city. The local administration realized that they needed a big green space for people to relax from city life. If you like, I can go to the park with you in a couple of weeks and tell you more about it. I'll be busy until then with my doctoral thesis. I'll probably see it before then, but I'd love to go there again with you," I answered. We spent the next hour talking and taking pictures of the different views. Another tourist was even nice enough to take a picture of Elaine and me with the views of New York behind us. It was incredible to actually look down on all the other skyscrapers surrounding the Empire State Building. The people on the streets looked smaller than insects. We took the elevators down and walked out of the building. when we were two blocks away, Elaine suddenly stopped. "I forgot to tell you while we were up there that the Empire State Building was built in only 16 months," she said. I looked back at the enormous building and said, "Actually, I'm glad that you've told me now. It makes me appreciate it even more."